Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Well, 2014, it's just about done. And I know we say it every year. Oh boy, the year really went fast. This year really did go quickly. So before we say goodbye to 2014, and we welcome in 2015 and everything it will bring, both good and bad, what do you say we take a couple of minutes and review some of the big news stories of 2014 and see how many of them you remember? January 2nd, the rescue in the Antarctic. After 8 days of being trapped in sea ice off the coast of Antarctica, the 54 passengers on board the MV Akademik Skoloski were finally rescued by a helicopter dispatched from the Chinese icebreaker Zhulong and transferred to an Australian rescue ship. Also, in January 14 and carrying all the way through the year, the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Beginning in Guinea at the end of 2013, the West African Ebola epidemic quickly spread to neighboring Liberia and Sierra Leone, the worst outbreak of the disease in history. By November, the World Health Organization estimated there had been over 16,000 cases with 7,000 deaths. And by the end of the summer, it was here in the United States. February 2nd, the Seattle Seahawks win Super Bowl 48, beating the Denver Broncos 43-8 at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The first cold-weather outdoor Super Bowl, and for someone who lives in the New York metropolitan area, it was like 45 that day. It was a lovely day, but not much of a game. So Seattle wins the Super Bowl. The next day, Janet Yellen on February 3rd sworn in as the first woman to chair the U.S. Federal Reserve. Here's a story that really infuriated me then and still gets me upset now. February 9th, do you remember the story of Marius the giraffe? Despite petitioning and national outcry, Copenhagen Zoo officials euthanize and perform a public autopsy of a healthy 18-month-old male giraffe named Marius. Zoo officials explain their decision was due to the stringent controls on breeding giraffes in captivity in Europe, meaning Marius was unable to be transferred to another zoo or wildlife park. So they killed him. Sickening. March 8th, Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappears. Traveling from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 vanished on Saturday, March 8th, with 239 people on board. It was never found. Do you remember the endless coverage, especially on CNN, for weeks? And anytime there was anything seen floating in the sea, they may have found it, and they found nothing. How does a plane like that with all those people just completely disappear? March 21st, the annexation of Crimea. Following the February Revolution, Ukraine's political landscape shifted rapidly. Refusing to recognize the new Kiev government and dubbing the revolution a coup d'etat, Russia moved to secure its existing military installations within Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. April 27th, the U.S. tornado outbreak. A series of seven deadly tornadoes carved tracks of destruction through the southern United States. By time everything ends, 36 people have lost their lives. Do you remember the Soma mine disaster on May 13th, the worst mining accident in Turkey's history? A total of 301 men lost their lives following an explosion and underground fire. May 31st, the U.S. prisoner exchange with the Taliban. After 5 years being held captive by the Taliban, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is swapped for five high-ranking Taliban prisoners in the U.S. brokered deal. June 4th, the 25th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. Tens of thousands of people attend a candlelight vigil at Victoria Park in Hong Kong on Wednesday, June 4th, to mark the 25th anniversary of the Chinese military crackdown on the pro-democracy movement in Tiananmen Square that resulted in the deaths of an estimated 2,500 demonstrators. What about June 24th? Remember the UK phone hacking scandal? Following a high-profile 8-month trial at London's Old Bailey Court, former government director of communications and News of the World editor Andy Coulson is found guilty of conspiracy to hack phones. The charges of phone hacking were brought by numerous celebrities and members of the public against Rupert Murdoch's media company and forced the closure of the News of the World newspaper. On July 4th, Coulson sentenced to 18 months in jail, being released on November 21st. after having served less than 5 months of his sentence. June 29th, the rise of ISIS. A radical Sunni Islamist group and an offshoot of Al-Qaeda, ISIS rose to global prominence in June when it captured vast swaths of territory in Iraq and Syria, effectively dissolving the border within the captured lands. On June 24th, the group renamed itself ISIS. Known for their brutality, ISIS, responsible for a series of videotaped beheadings of American and British hostages, including U.S. journalist James Foley and British aid worker Alan Henning. July 13th, Germany wins the 2014 World Cup in a 1-0 or 1-0 victory over Argentina in the final. July 15th and through the rest of the summer. Now, if you don't remember this, you spent the summer under a rock. The Ice Bucket Challenge goes viral. Despite the concept being around since 2012, in June, the Ice Bucket Challenge went viral, helping to raise awareness of ALS. The charity challenge saw celebrities such as former U.S. President George W. Bush and the general public dousing themselves in freezing water and nominating friends to do likewise. It started off as an incredibly worthwhile venture. Let's raise money for ALS. After a while, people just kind of forgot about it, and it was all the celebrities had to do it, and then you had to impress your friends, and your friends had to impress you, and it was just a reason for a video selfie. And what I found quite interesting was it was being done in the name of charity. But just think of how many nations in this world would love to have enough clean drinking water that they could pour over their heads into the streets. July 17th, Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 shot down. Not a good year for Malaysia Airlines. As the Ukrainian crisis drags on, forces loyal to Kiev battle to regain control of the country's east from the well-armed pro-Russian separatists. On July 17th, Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 crashes in the Ukrainian town of Tarez as it travels from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, killing all 298 on board. July 22nd, Prince George turns one, and the Duchess of Cambridge announces her second pregnancy. Kensington Palace issues an official statement saying the Duchess is expecting her second child and was once again suffering from acute morning sickness. But she was doing it with style and panache. July 27th, and who can forget this? The media landscape is forever changed as an incredibly talented man named Ed Kalenge begins hosting America Weekend. Let's see. August 8th onwards, the U.S.-led airstrikes begin against ISIS. August 9th onwards, a story that dominated the headlines for the rest of the year and will as we head in now towards 2015, the shooting of Michael Brown, the Ferguson riots, and the resulting protests around the country. Again, the shooting of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, by a white police officer, ignites racial tensions in the U.S., leading to civil unrest, looting, and riots. Following an investigation into the events surrounding the shooting by Officer Darren Wilson, a grand jury announces on November 24th they will not be pursuing a criminal investigation against the police officer, and that story continues. September 9th, Apple unveils the new iPhone 6 and Apple Watch. Apple CEO Tim Cook appears on stage during an Apple special event at the Flint Center for the Performing Arts, where Apple unveiled the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, as well as the highly anticipated Apple Watch. Apple will cover your entire body pretty soon, so you're looking at your Apple Watch while doing something with your Apple phone. Pretty soon, you'll be wearing your Apple underwear. September 12th, Oscar Pistorius found guilty of culpable homicide in the death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. September 8th, Scotland votes to remain part of the United Kingdom. September 27th, George Clooney weds Amal Alamuddin. When you're talking about the most important stories of the year, why is that even on here? I mean, really? Are we that sucked into this celebrity culture where we're talking about ISIS and we're talking about the Michael Brown situation? We're talking about tornadoes and all of a sudden George Clooney getting married is a big story. Makes us all want to just look in the mirror. October 22nd, a gunman attacks Canada's parliament. After shooting dead soldier Nathan Cirillo, a guard on duty at the National War Memorial, Canadian Michael Zephov Bibeau charges into the Canadian parliament building and exchanges gunfire with security forces. October 26th, U.S. and British troops withdraw from Afghanistan. October 29th, the San Francisco Giants win their third World Series in the last 5 years as they defeat the Kansas City Royals. November 3rd, One World Trade Center opens. November 9th, the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. November 12th, the first landing on a comet. That was pretty cool. The European Space Agency sends this Rosetta space probe that's zipping along at a high speed. They land on a comet. It didn't land the right way. It kind of burned off after a couple of days, but it actually worked out. What about in November, those deadly snowstorms that swept across the U.S. and gave Buffalo and the surrounding area, it seemed to be about 7 or 8 feet of snow. And the biggest story towards the end of the year, Sony, North Korea, the interview, the hacking scandal, and that story should carry us into 2015. So it was quite a year, and 2015 promises to be just as interesting. Stay with us when we come back. The Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo. And then, who were the most streamed music artists of 2014? We'll tell you. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Bob was a 70-year-old recovering from a fractured hip. He asked his nurse for something to help him sleep, so she called Bob's doctor's office, where 10 milligrams of Ambien was suggested. In the middle of the night, Bob got out of bed, fell, hit his head, and eventually died. The nurse was sued for giving 10 milligrams of Ambien when 5 is the usual geriatric dose. Who do you think won this Supreme Court case? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Bob's chart showed no signs of any prior sleeping difficulty, and any nurse should have known 10 milligrams of Ambien was too strong. Bob's family was awarded $2 million, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So if your child says they're going to hold their breath until they turn blue, should you buy it? Well, you got to pay attention to it, especially if it's a medical thing. But more often than medical, it's a manipulation thing. Here's the science of it. When little Billy holds his breath, carbon dioxide in his blood increases and causes his little brain to automatically stimulate the breathing center, and voila, he breathes again. But what's the cheap psychological trick that's going on? Give in, and the child learns he can get his way long before their face turns bright blue. Granted, if your child has an asthma or medical problem, you gotta be more sensitive, but as a general rule, parents need to be parents, and when they say no, they need to stick with it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.